This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Fact. There are over 500 episodes of this podcast to listen to at all times. And I've got 11 questions for you on August facts on today's episode. This is Trivia with Buds. It be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. I am camped out in my mother-in-law's suite at the back of our house because the whole family's over for Taco Tuesday, and it is quite noisy, so you still might hear them on the other side of the house. But I've never recorded an episode in this room, so the sound might be a little bit different than you're used to. But hey, if you're brand new to the show, you would know the difference, wouldn't you? If you're brand new to the show, you should hit subscribe, and you'll get new episodes delivered to your device every single day. Here are some other podcasts that I've been listening to that I think you should listen to as well. I like, obviously, the Dave Ramsey Show, Help Me Get Out of Debt. So if you're in a bunch of debt, you should definitely go check that out. We'll be debt-free as of next week. And that's from listening to that show every single day. I love the Stone Cold Steve Austin Show, just the Steve Austin Show. It's a really fun podcast if you like wrestling and if you like Steve Austin as just a person. He tells a lot of great stories. I like The Minimalists, which is about getting rid of stuff and just holding on to what matters in your life. That's a fun one. It's also a documentary I think you can watch on Netflix. I like a podcast called Wreck My Podcast with my friend Jordan Zeilinger, where they examine old nostalgic things like Nicktoons and movies and stuff from the 90s, and they see if they hold up all these years later in your adulthood. So go check out Wreck My Podcast, and let's do one more. This is cool. It's called Marvel's Wolverine. It is a Marvel podcast, and it's like a episodic dramatic radio drama all about Wolverine. I only listened to the first episode, but I have the other ones queued up, and it is pretty dang awesome. So if you like Marvel, if you like Wolverine, go check out Wolverine. It says The Lost Trail, I think is the name of it. So go check that out wherever you listen to podcasts. Today's episode is all about August facts. This was from a live round I did last week at all my live events. I didn't record it live. I'm just going to read it to you from my phone. But you should have fun trying to figure out these things that all happened in the month of August. Special note, this round was written by my brother Scott Buds in Orlando, Florida, who's been writing some rounds for me, about one a week for my live events over the last few weeks. So if you dig it, you could reach out to Scott. Let's see, how could you do that? I don't know any of his stuff off the top of my head, and he's not super active on social media. But if you like it, you could tell me, and I'll make sure to text him or something. So we're going to jump into 11 questions on August facts for today's episode right about now. Here we go. All right, here we go with some August fact trivia. Question number one, what three-named American songwriter was born on August 1st, 1779? Question number one, what three-named American songwriter was born on August 1st, 1779? That's question one. Question number two, Richard M. Nixon resigned as president of the U.S. due to Watergate on August 9th of what year? What was the exact year for Nixon's resignation? Number two. Question number three, on August 5th, 1962, what film star unfortunately died from an overdose of sleeping pills at the age of 36? Number three, on August 5th, 1962, what film star died from an overdose of sleeping pills at the age of 36? Question number four, what famous three-day music festival took place on August 15th through the 17th in 1969? That's question four on your list of August facts. What musical festival was from 1969? Question number five, on August 16th, 1977, what famous singer passed away and had his middle name misspelled on his tombstone? Who has a misspelled middle name on their tombstone that died on August 16th, 1977? Famous singer, number five. Question number 6 for today's quiz. On August 18th, 1920, which amendment to the U.S. Constitution gave women the right to vote? Was it the 18th, 19th, or 20th Amendment? 18, 19, or 20? What do you think? Number 6. Question number 7 for August facts. Born on August 19th, 1946, which U.S. president was the first to be elected who is not alive during World War II? Question number 7. Born on August 19th, 1946, which U.S. president was the first to be elected who is not alive during World War II? Number 7. Question number 8, August is designated as blank cheese month. Number 8, August is designated as blank cheese month. Fill in the blank. It is a cheese that has the word cheese in the title. Like, you wouldn't say Gouda cheese. We just call it Gouda. So this one does have cheese in its name. Number 8. Question number 9, who became known as the world's fastest man on August 3rd, 1936? Number 9, who became known as the world's fastest man on August 3rd, 1936? And question number 10, what music-centric show debuted in August of 1957, hosted by Dick Clark? Number 10, what music-centric show debuted in August of 57, hosted by Dick Clark? And the bonus question. For 2 points, released on August 2nd, 2019, who is on the standard edition cover of the newest Madden video game? For 2 points, who is on the newest Madden video game cover? What player? 2 points if you get that. That's the end of round number one for my live events. I think I did it first last week, and the only round of today's episode. So thanks for playing along with this one. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. August facts number 1. Here we go with the answers. Number 1. What three named American songwriter was born on August 1st, 1779? That was Francis Scott Key. Three names, an American songwriter, Francis Scott Key. Star Spangled Banner. Number 2. Richard M. Nixon resigned as president of the U.S. due to Watergate on August 9th of 1974. 1974? I think that was the year my brother Tom was born. I was not here yet. Number 2, 1974. Number 3, on August 5th, 1962, what film star died from an overdose of sleeping pills at the age of 36? That would be Marilyn Monroe. Some like it hot and other things. Marilyn Monroe. Number 3, that's who we're looking for. Number 4, what famous three-day music festival took place on August 15th to 17th in 1969? That was, of course, Woodstock. This is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, and it was just a couple days ago. And they were going to do a 50th Woodstock anniversary, like they're going to redo it. But then they canceled it, I think, about a month ago. Number 5, on August 16th, 1977, what famous singer passed away and had his middle name left misspelled on his tombstone? That was Elvis Presley. Wrong spelling. For, I think his name is Aaron, Elvis Aaron Presley. Is that right? Number 6, on August 18th, 1920, which amendment to the U.S. Constitution gave women the right to vote? Was it 18, 19, or 20? It was, of course, 19. August facts number 6, the 19th Amendment. Number 7, born on August 19th, 1946, which U.S. president was the first to be elected who was not alive during World War II? That was Bill Clinton, who likes balloons, according to that debate at the end. Last time there was a debate? Remember he was playing with the balloons? Number 8. August is designated as blank cheese month. That would be goat cheese. August is National Goat Cheese Month. Go figure. Number 8. Number 9. Who became known as the world's fastest man on August 3rd, 1936? That would be Jesse Owens. Number 9, Jesse Owens. Number 10. What music-centric show debuted in August of 1957, hosted by Dick Clark? That would be American Bandstand. American Bandstand, number 10. And the bonus for 2 points, released on August 2nd, 2019, just earlier this month, who is on the standard edition cover of the newest Madden game? That is Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, or Mahomes, however you say his name. Obviously, I don't watch football, but maybe you know that from the show. Patrick Mahomes for 2 points if you were playing along at home, or Mahomes. Thanks for listening to this episode today, guys. I hope you had fun playing along and quizzing yourself with August facts. Somebody commented on an episode of the show on Facebook and said, hey, I really like this episode, but I wish there wasn't someone answering the questions so that I could play along with my family. And to that, I would say 75% of the shows, there's no guests. It's just me asking questions. So if you like episodes like today's, just always read the description before you actually play the episode. And if you don't like the episodes where someone's answering them or I'm trying to answer questions somebody sent me, you can just skip them. That's the beauty of this show. There's tons and tons of episodes, a little something different for everybody. And I always like to do different stuff just to keep it fresh and not so stale. Even for myself, just recording me asking questions over and over again does take a toll on my own brain. So that is my reasoning for that. But go check out the huge plethora of different types of episodes of this trivia show. All right, guys, it's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California, who plays the wizard. That's the character's name, the wizard, in the movie August Rush. That's a movie about an orphan who meets a guy named the wizard who plays the wizard in August Rush. Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. I'd love to hook you up with something cool in the mail. Yesterday's question of the day answer was the worst movie of all time, and it was a P letter word round. So it started with a P, Plan 9 from Outer Space. Ed Wood, Plan 9 from Outer Space, and yesterday's question of the day contest winner. Sometimes we have them, sometimes we don't. We had one for yesterday. It was Kyle Hendrickson. Thank you, Kyle, for listening to the show and sending in that answer. I will mail you something very cool. Kyle, email me if you're listening to this one so I have your mailing address if I don't already have it. The trivia team name of the day is Bride of Chucky Finster, which is a combo of Bride of Chucky and Chucky from Rugrats. Bride of Chucky Finster. So that's for you if you like those two things. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.